Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, June 13th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump is set to surrender to authorities later today in Miami. This will be his first appearance in a federal courtroom to face charges that he allegedly held on to classified national security documents after leaving the White House. Authorities say the brief court hearing is expected to draw crowds of the former president's supporters and detractors. Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, has denied any wrongdoing and is planning to deliver comments this evening from his New Jersey golf club. We are exclusively reporting that European Union antitrust regulators are considering pursuing a breakup of Google's advertising technology business. The European Commission is expected to file a formal antitrust complaint against Google as soon as Wednesday. According to people familiar with the matter, the complaint alleges that the company abuses its role as one of the largest brokers, suppliers, and online auctioneers of digital ads on third-party websites and apps. Google declined to comment. The yuan has dropped to a six-month low after China's central bank unexpectedly cut a key lending rate. The move points to rising concerns over the economy's struggle to recover following the depths of the pandemic. The shift to looser policy by the People's Bank of China is at odds with most other major central banks, which continue to raise interest rates in efforts to cool stubbornly high inflation. That said, the Fed will today begin its two-day policy meeting and is widely expected to keep rates steady in its decision tomorrow. Stock markets in Asia ended higher, while European shares are up in early trading. And U.S. stock futures are also in the green ahead of the Labor Department's report on consumer prices due out later this morning. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.